Our gospel for this Sunday comes to us from the 23rd chapter of the gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. And some of you are going, wait a minute, we had a gospel right off the bat. What's going on? Well, it's okay. You can do that. Why? Because I'm the guy standing in front of you in the long robe with the wide phylacteries and the long fringe. And after I say that, listen to what Jesus has to say to the chief priests, the scribes, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the crowds around him in Jerusalem. Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat. Therefore, do whatever they teach you and follow it. But do not do as they do, for they do not practice what they teach. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on the shoulders of others, but they themselves are unwilling to lift a finger to move them. They do all their deeds to be seen by others, for they make their phylacteries broad and their fringes long. They love to have the place of honor at banquets and the best seats in the synagogues, and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces, and to have people call them rabbi. But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher and you are all students. And call no one your father on earth, for you have one father, the one in heaven. Nor are you to be called instructors, for you have one instructor, the Messiah. The greatest among you will be your servant. All who exalt themselves will be humbled, and all who humble themselves will be exalted." The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Actually, this isn't a phylactery, this is a stole. The phylactery is something else, but sometimes it's kind of similar. Isn't this pretty? Yes. Now, this past week, the joy of Halloween, I don't know how many of you had, had stopped by your place, but Halloween is a big thing. Zach loves it. For if nothing else, as an autistic person, it's the one time of year he knows the complete social exchange. You walk up, you say trick or treat, someone gives you candy, you say thank you and or happy Halloween. He knows the script. There's no confusion. But, it's kind of fun, because I get to go trick or treating with him as well. This time I went as a stand-up comedian. Yeah, I did. I gave out some Whoppers and I got a few Snickers in return. And one of the things that my son loves the old black and white monster movies? You know how many versions of Dracula there is? Here's the thing, Dracula is never rebooted, it's only revamped. And here's something I want you to consider as you go forward in life, because it's important to share these kinds of important tips, about what's polite, what's proper. If given the choice between the stairs and the elevator, always take the elevator. It's impolite to stare. Blessed are those who hear the jokes of their pastor, for they will come to an end at some point, right? That one seems just as disingenuous and out of place as blessed are the poor. And Jesus said that 2,000 years ago. And it was just as bad. That whole list of beatitudes just seems out of place. It just is odd. Really? Blessed are the meek? Blessed are the poor? Blessed are the peacemakers? Oh, come on. That's rich. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. It's just nuts. But then again, sometimes we go, well, maybe it's in the translation. Because some of you might remember that once upon a time, the English word there at the beginning wasn't blessed. It was happy. Happy are they who these things are happening to. Happy. That just seems just as bad. Blessed, happy. What the heck is going on? Well, here's one of the fun things. Remember, folks, just, I know this is a shock to some. The scriptures weren't written in English. There wasn't even any concept of a piece of ground like this in the worldview of the people when they wrote this. English is the language that happened when Vikings learned Latin to swear at Germans. Okay? And if you think about how much language has changed, how many of you enjoy reading the King James Version of the Scriptures or Shakespeare? And that's still English. You know, things have changed so much that you think of the word, when someone goes, that's cool, how do you know what that means? Are they referring to temperature or style? Context, right? It's been said that in about 100 years, no one is going to be able to tell the difference between a booty call and a butt dial. And some of you are going, wait, what? And you're already showing how that is an issue. And that's just English. Blessed, happy, what's going on? And the Greek word is makarios. And one of the things that biblical scholars like to do, and there's constantly updates to the scriptures that are happening, because we're finding more and more texts, early versions, but also we're finding other places in other writings that give us an idea of what that word meant in other contexts that might give us something. And here's what they've discovered. Makarios. Happy or blessed, as it's been traditionally translated into English for the last couple hundred years, refers to the feeling that the rich have when they're not burdened by anxiety or issues because of their wealth. Let me say that again. Makarios refers to the feeling that the rich have because they're not burdened by worries or anxieties because of their wealth. We might use the word privilege nowadays. And let's face it, that's lovely, isn't it? Wouldn't we all like to not worry about putting gas in our car, buying groceries, or paying rent? There are those that it's not an issue. They can go on a rocket. They have their own private planes and helicopters. They've got more than one house. Not an issue. Happy are they. Blessed are they. Makarios. So what does this have to do with the saints, Pastor? As the one standing in front of us in the long robe, who likes the place of honor at banquets, who likes to make sure that he stands right next to the table at prime timers and giving the prayer so he's right there. Who does the long prayers and sometimes even longer sermons? What does this have to do with these candles? The candles you will light and the feelings that are on you right now. Stop and think of those times in your life when you were hurting. Stop and think about those times in your life when you were hungry for something. Be it someone to advocate for you. Or just literally hungry. Someone to take your side to stand up with you. Someone who brought peace into a circumstance or a situation where you were just loaded with anxiety because of the problem or whatever was going on. The person who saw you even though you might have been the meek one in the room and honored you as a person, not because of the space you were taking up, but because you were a child of God. Does that start to sound like the people that you come to call to mind right now? Not the people who wear the long robes, who get the places of honor, who've got all of the stuff. Not the people we tend to call our heroes and idols. Not the people who, you know, are kind of influencers. Not the people that we might spend and give ourselves a whole bunch of heart attacks over what they do or do not do this afternoon. All the people who do not even realize and sometimes don't even care if you exist or your situations improve at all. Are they the people you're going to light candles for? Jesus proclaims these Beatitudes at the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. As he comes to this end of his, in the other reading we had, the Gospel reading that I did, he's in Jerusalem, and he's just done all of these parables of the kingdom of heaven is like, the kingdom of heaven is like, the kingdom of heaven is like. And at the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus tells us what the kingdom of heaven is. It's where the poor are taken care of. It's where they're peacemakers. It's where the meek are honored. It's where those who mourn are comforted. It's where the world, as we know it, is truly turned upside down. And Jesus calls us to be a part of that now. And isn't that, again, the people you think of when you think of your saints? You think of the people you'll light a candle for, are the people who at some point in your life made it better because they knew you and cared about you? It wasn't about their place or their power or their position or their possessions. It was about you, even for a moment. Because sometimes some of the most powerful things that happen to us are almost in a moment. That person who acknowledged you when you didn't think that anyone cared sometimes only takes 5 seconds. But it lets you know they see you. It isn't about if they were perfect. It isn't even about if how they did it was done without any issues or even any self-interest in their part. It was entirely about the fact that that energy was not about look at me and what I have and what I do. It's about you. The greatest will be the servant. And Jesus invites us into this. He sends all of these images out for us. He talks about the blessed are the poor, blessed are the meek, blessed are the peacemakers, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. That's where we're supposed to be. Let your light so shine before others they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. When you turn the other cheek and love your neighbor as yourself and love your enemy, and do all of those other crazy things that don't make sense in this world now and really shocked them 2,000 years ago too, when they thought God was about basically an accountant. Did you do enough? Did you do it right? Jesus calls us to be a servant. Which is why we speak of grace. We gather in the hope that is given to us, not deserved, not earned, not merited, but given to us. That light that is shown to us. And then we're called to go and shine it out. And we say, It's through generosity, reaching out, advocacy, compassion, and encouragement. Notice all of those words draw us out. Send us to another, to our neighbor, heck, even to our enemy. Because blessed are they. How? Maybe through what you do. Maybe through the words that you share. Maybe through a simple action. You shine some light. You show some love. You give them some sense of hope, because isn't that why we're here? Not because of some pastor in some robe and everything else like that, but we're here because someone else in our lives showed us what it meant to be loved, to be forgiven, to be cared for, to be honored as a human being. And then we found out it had something to do with this guy called Jesus. So on this day, as we remember those who have gone before, and we remember those things they did, we remember those things we miss about them, those things that we honor about their memory, let that light so shine before others that they may see that good work and glorify their Father in heaven. Share that. Show that. Eternal life is something that God provides. Again, we can participate in it as we continue to show and share that which was given to us. Those whose lights we might light today, and the lights that are already there, how we might share that light in the love of God. And so, brothers and sisters, on this day, now take a deep breath. Remember, honor, cherish. Then take another deep breath. And I invite you, as you go forth from this place, to use that as a reminder of what you can share, so others too may know the joy, the blessing, the happiness that you receive from them. And remember that God loves you, and so do I. Amen.